Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
You know, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is obviously the least considered quarterback left in the postseason. He was probably, of all the quarterbacks this past weekend, the least considered, right? I mean, Tannehill, he or Tannehill, right? Which one would you rather have?
Well, Garoppolo, because I get Garoppolo inside of Shanahan's offense.
Right.
Actually, Tannehill is, to me, Tannehill might actually be safer as a player on any given day.
Well, not Saturday.
But that was an unusual. We hadn't seen that before. I see it with Jimmy all the time.
Yeah.
Tannehill actually has developed into a pretty consistent quarterback. We just don't want to believe it. And when things like Saturday happen, it's like, see, I knew in my heart I was always right. This is who Tannehill is. He's a wide receiver turned quarterback.
That's exactly what he is. Jimmy's a winner, and you know,
Jimmy's a winner. I mean, literally lucked into that win.
Yeah. Well, there was a stat this morning.
He's won a lot.
Dan Orlovsky said he's 5-0 in playoff games where he doesn't throw a touchdown.
He's got five playoff wins.
He's got more than that.
Jimmy Garoppolo is.
Jimmy Garoppolo, that's
what
he does.
How many wins
does
Jimmy Garoppolo have?
Let's see. I'm trying to find.
Well, I guess he's got
postseason.
Two this year. He got to a Super Bowl previously. I think he's got.
He's in the postseason so far, he's 27 of 44, 303 yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions.
This year?
Yeah, this year, this postseason.
And they're going to the NFC Championship game.
NFC Championship game.
Yeah, that ain't good enough. That's not being a winner. Being a guy who makes. You've seen the mistakes he's made in both games.
Well, I forget who it was. Maybe it was Jay.
And that's
Will.
That's a great offense to throw in.
That was the point. Jay Will was like, I just get this guy in Kyle Shanahan's offense. I think he's kind of perfect. Wait a minute, Kyle Shanahan had Matt Ryan and made him an MVP.
Matt Ryan's talented though, but that's the point
but
though.
But that's okay.
This is the most quarterback friendly offense.
I'm not asking
ever.
Jimmy to be the MVP.
No, but you need to be
efficient.
But
in
that
offense, you can thrive.
You need to be better. Matt Schaub did.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub thrived in that offense. Frankly, another guy who has thrived statistically at least has been Kirk Cousins. He ran the offense in Minnesota. That's Gary Kubiak. It had been Gary Kubiak. It's now Clint Kubiak. It's the same outside zone scheme, stretch play, play action. It all comes from Mike Shanahan. Gary Kubiak learned it. Kyle's put more wrinkles into it. Yeah. It's the same thing, by the way, Matt LaFleur runs.
So,
Matt LaFleur runs outside zone play action stuff with Aaron Rodgers now. Yes, it's the most quarterback-friendly offense out there, and Jimmy Garoppolo can't even thrive in it.
That's the question too. But Jimmy Garoppolo continues to win, and again he doesn't throw any touchdown passes. I mean, he's thrown.
Can you say
he's
continues
won,
to win if he's got zero touchdowns, two interceptions?
Remember what was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago when he went to the Super Bowl? He averaged like 80 some yards a game in passing. It was ridiculous. For a couple of games, it was just ridiculous. Is Jimmy Garoppolo somebody that you would covet? And listen, if you're Kyle Shanahan, do you want to go with Trey Lance? Or do you – look at Jimmy Garoppolo's got you in the NFC Championship game again. Trey Lance, you don't know. You do not know what you're going to get with Trey Lance. And what do you do if you're the 49ers – or when Jimmy's out there on the market and you need a quarterback, let's say you're not getting Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson, or do I go, yeah, I got to have me some Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, kind of like when you had Carson Wentz and it cost Colts a first rounder. It's what you get. It's quarterback. He's a guy that will keep you in purgatory. That's the reality. Carson Wentz,
well, he was
Sam
one
Darnold,
completed pass down the field from winning a Super Bowl.
But he couldn't make it and it was an easy one.
Well,
that's the
it.
Whole point. He can't get there. Jimmy Garoppolo has had no touchdowns. He's got 5 wins when he has no touchdowns in games. Like, you want to talk about lucky sperm club, but of lucky quarterback club. He has a defense with a Bosa on it, and he has a good running game, and he has Kyle Shanahan. Like, is he doing something somebody else couldn't do? Do you get the sense that Jimmy Garoppolo is doing something?
Yes, because everybody else under Kyle Shanahan sucks. Really? Their record when Jimmy Garoppolo was hurt is awful.
But you're not talking about starting level quarterbacks. You're talking about Nick Mullins. I'm talking about, could other starters not do that? Real NFL starters, they couldn't go 0. They couldn't go 5-0 with 0 touchdowns. Like, how hard is that? Davis Mills could play.
But
in that
he did
offense.
Make some plays. Now he did make some plays
to
win the game.
But you will make some plays in the offense.
Yeah,
you will make. Jimmy Garoppolo's not terrible, but it's not who you want. Stick him with the Steelers. Go ahead, trade him to the Steelers, and the Steelers would be like, he keeps like it's no
yeah,
different
but
than Kirk
but it's
Cousins.
Better than Ben, who killed him.
Right, it's better than Ben, but he also won't make plays that Ben has made during his career.
Did you see some of the drops, though, the other night? Kittle dropped a ball down the field
Kittle
about 20 yards down.
Struggle with drops in the postseason.
Yes. And Kittle dropped a ball that was and you're like, oh, come on, dude. I got them plus 3. Let's go. Plus,
no, come on, plus dude. Five I got them half. Plus. I'm going to dig into – I just want to take a look at I want to take a look at the postseason Jimmy Garoppolo stats. See how that looks.
Yes.
I don't see. It should be here on Pro Football Reference.
It's not. I looked at it.
How does Pro Football Reference not have postseason?
Yeah, I don't know.
Basketball Reference has it.
Playoff stats, stat muse. Okay. So Jimmy Garoppolo, 6 games played.
In the postseason.
He has 2 touchdowns. And 5 interceptions.
Jesus, that's terrible.
He's 64 of 102. He averages 121 yards per game.
And he's 5-1?
2 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, and he's 5-1.
Yeah, that's anybody could do that. Literally any starting quarterback could do that. Could throw 2 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and win.
Yeah.
Who couldn't do that?
And average 121 yards a game.
The only way you don't do that is if you're throwing more than 5 interceptions.
He has a passer rating of 70.3.
Could Carson Wentz win? Could he have done that? Yes. And he couldn't beat the Jaguars. Could there's like Kirk Cousins could do that. Most quarterbacks could do it. I think Jared Goff could do it. Jared Goff's gotten to a
Super Bowl.
Jared Goff could do that. That's not hard. Jimmy is just a guy. That's what he is. At the end of the day, he's just a guy. And yet somebody's going to pull a Carson Wentz and say, we're kind of desperate. Let's just give up a draft pick for him. It's going to happen for sure. Because you get the whole Jimmy's a winner talk. You know who will be saying that louder than anybody? San Francisco. I can just tell you now. Listen. Trade conversations. We want to move Jimmy. I'm just telling you this. Jimmy Garoppolo is a winner. His ability to make plays. You don't think we would have played Trey Lance if we could have? Jimmy just makes too many plays. He's a winner. So we want a first.
What?
Like, I don't. Well, I was looking at these playoffs. That's nothing. Jimmy's just managing games. He's doing what we told him to do. And you know what? A lot of times those interceptions were wide receivers ran the wrong routes. Okay? Jimmy's a winner. Tell me the record. 5-1. We want 2 first now. You want to trade for a winner? Winning isn't cheap. We want 2
you
first.
You want 121 yards again?
I want Russell Wilson. I don't want Jimmy. I want Aaron Rodgers. If you're serious about winning, you want Russell or Aaron. And Russell still has some
It's still a little shaky with Russell right now, who he is exactly. With Aaron Rodgers, you're getting Tom Brady all over again, like Tampa did, only better version.
Mm-hmm.
If you get Aaron Rodgers, you have to pay the devil. It's the Miami Marlins. You're basically saying, we know that we're going to regret this, but we want to win right now. And that's why the
team... Has Tampa regretted it?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
But they're... But what they didn't have
to, and
they
did, they've been one of the worst teams over the last decade.
They didn't give
and
up anything.
Yeah, right.
You're going to have to, and you're going to say, golly, you're going to have to give up a minimum of two firsts for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. As long as you can extend him.
It's going to hurt. And anything...
Unless it's Bill O'Brien, you don't extend him.
Anything that you get, right. Anything that you get that you get from Aaron Rodgers, you have to win a Super Bowl. You feel like you busted. So whoever gets him, you're basically your job's on the line. If you trade for Aaron Rodgers, you are going to get fired if you don't get to a Super Bowl, more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it's going to work. The expectations are super high. Losing the first round of the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers. Guess what? Marty Schottenheimer got whacked after a certain amount of years. That's what happens. Owners get a little itchy trigger finger, and you'll be gone. Because Aaron Rodgers is going to bring expectations. But, you know, I think the Saints. But all these teams are NFC teams. If I'm Green Bay, I'm like, forget you. It has to be an AFC. We'll move them to the Raiders. We'll take Derek Carr. We'll move them to the Raiders, and then you have to give us some of your picks. We'll move them to the AFC. You know, we'll move them to the Texans.
Yeah.
Would you be excited if Aaron Rodgers
no.
were here? Hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Aaron Rodgers can't wait to get here. He said he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. By the way, he's not 5-0. He threw a touchdown pass against Minnesota in one of his playoff wins, and in the loss to Kansas City, he also threw a touchdown pass, but he threw two picks in that game as well. So he did have a touchdown pass against Minnesota, so that ruins your whole theory about Jimmy Garoppolo, okay? He did throw against Green Bay in the postseason. They won 37-20. He was 6 of 8 for 77 yards, which I don't know how you're going to lose a game when you're 6 of 8 for 77 yards. Gilbert wants to talk about the playoffs. We'll do that. You Gilbert fans, stick around because we got Gilbert on the other side. But first, let's talk about some wings at Jack's.
No, I'm actually want to talk, but I'm glad you brought that up. I actually want to talk about Union Kitchen. But it's the same ownership. Jack's Grill, Union Kitchen. It's Paul is the owner there. Played some college football. And I got to tell you something, man. So I talked about Jack's last week. I want to tell you about Union Kitchen. Union Kitchen has an awesome selection of different foods to choose from. And they are famous for their brunches. They have an amazing brunch selection. And weekends we know are for football, but it's also for Union Kitchen's locally famous brunch. And their breakfast pizzas, churro donut holes, lobster omelets, the mimosa $21 special. It's a bottle and two carafes and juice. They're all game changers. But when you go, whether it's brunch, lunch, or dinner, they've got a menu that has got something for everyone. Burgers, wood-fired pizza, salads, sandwiches, and classic entrees like that the chicken dish with the artichoke hearts, the pistachio-crusted chicken, which is my all-time favorite. They also have safe outdoor dining. One of the best happy hours in town. With over 6 locations in Houston, there's going to be a Union Kitchen that is close to you that you can experience for yourself. For more information, go to unionkitchen.com and stop in there for lunch today. Unionkitchen.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:17 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What a great, great weekend it was. You got any thoughts on it? 713-780-3776. Gilbert has got some thoughts. Let's see if he's awake. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good. What's going
on? I'm glad Tom Brady's not in the playoffs. I'm glad.
Why? You don't like Tom Brady?
I don't like him calling him. He made me sick anyway.
Tom Brady makes you sick?
I'm glad he's not in the playoffs anyway, you know?
He makes you
sick? Yeah, I wrote a song about him anyway.
Yeah.
I'm so glad Tom Brady's not in the Super Bowl. I'm so glad Tom Brady's not in the Super Bowl. I'm so glad Tom Brady's not in the Super Bowl. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Isn't that good?
That is a pretty good, good song. I like it again. Oh, man. Can we hear it one more time?
I'm so glad Tom Brady got the Super Bowl. I'm so glad Tom Brady got the Super Bowl. I'm so glad Tom Brady got the Super Bowl. Sing glory, glory, hallelujah.
That's glory, good. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yeah.
Where do you take that song from?
Yeah, you're not in the Super Bowl no more.
Where did you get that song from? Did you steal that song from somebody at
what song
Fox 26?
Yeah, I was a religious song a long time ago, you know, a little kid, you know.
What was it?
What song?
I'm so glad. I don't remember.
I don't remember
either. What's the song? What's the original song go like?
I'm so glad Jesus is a religious song anyway, you know.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's a church song. That.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah, his church song sounds
good.
Anyway. But why you hate Tom Brady? He's a handsome
man. Oh, so he's singing. So I'm so glad he's in the play. He's not in the playoffs. I'm so glad he's not in the playoffs. Is that what you're kind of doing it to?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so glad he's not in the playoffs. Glory, glory.
Although he was stepping to notes in an upward fashion. It was a little different.
Well,
but he doesn't want.
Hey, he's
may not want to be.
He's an artist. He's got his own interpretation.
Yeah.
Why has he got to do? Why has he got to?
No. I'm with that.
There it is.
Like this. Can you hear that, Gilbert?
No, I like that song.
You don't like that song? So turn it off. All right.
Got that one.
Stop it. I don't like KS, but she's on my TV all the time.
That's your fault. I thought that's what you were actually using.
Yeah. So Gilbert, again. Why don't you like Tom Brady?
You don't like him, that's all.
He's what?
Just don't like him.
Don't like him, huh?
Just don't like him.
Just don't like him.
Yeah.
You just tired of Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Sick of him, yeah.
What were your thoughts on any of the other games? Over
Did you like him?
I'm sorry that the Tennessee didn't win, you know.
Well, you like them because they used to be the Oilers?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Joe Burrow? You like him?
I don't know who Tom Burrow is anyway.
Oh, yeah, Tom Burrow. He's not any good. So you just casual. You just don't like Tom Brady. I get it. What else has been going on? You feeling any better because you were sick before?
Yeah, a little bit getting stronger every day, you know.
You are?
A little, yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, talk to you later.
All right, man. All right.
Wait.
He's doing great, fine.
There we go.
All right, buddy. There's Gilbert. That's his thoughts. Brady's not in the playoffs.
For those who don't know, Gilbert has decided his catchphrase. He decided this a few months back was keep those egg rolls frying. Well, actually, probably a year ago,
I think
he decided
you
it was
put that in his head.
Keech, I did.
Yeah.
No, he just said that. We're like, what is that? He goes, no, it was Gilbert said that out of nowhere. I didn't put anything in it. I wish I was that talented that I could incept Gilbert. He incepts us. And he said, keep those egg rolls frying. We're like, what is that? That's what I say when I hang up. Like, oh, my God, this is brilliant. So he made it into a hat. Trust me, I would never tell an Asian guy to say, keep those egg rolls frying. I like my second paycheck from the NFL. So it definitely wasn't
me. No, it wasn't. Well, yeah.
Probably. I already get blamed for the most popular game show in history being erased from the thing.
Frankly, it's definitely on you.
Wendy considers me a godsend.
Well, yeah, she was kind of happy with that. Lamb of God, you take away Tom Brady from the playoffs. Grant us peace.
I'm so glad Tom Brady got the Super Bowl. I'm so glad Tom Brady got the Super Bowl. I'm so glad Tom got the Super Bowl. Sing glory, glory, hallelujah.
His truth is marching on. That is what he was singing.
Yeah.
That's the song he's working off of.
That was,
I'm so glad Tom Brady's not in the playoffs. so glad Tom Brady's not in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not. It's,
Gilbert just came with a song today. I mean, man, he's the best.
He is. This is 713-780-3776. Do you guys have a song that you'd like to sing about the playoffs? Because Gilbert's already started. I mean, he may be starting a trend here. What song do you want to sing about Tom Brady or anybody else in
the
playoffs?
Good luck following that if you want to try, but go ahead.
Keep your egg rolls frying, okay? But this is certainly a trend that we should develop here on the show. You could call in and sing whatever song you have found from the postseason. All right. Whatever the case may be. Listen, there is other stuff. How about our Rockets playing their ass off on that road trip? How about that game the other night? And oh, by the way, the Rockets, what about our Cougs? 79-36. 79-36. It's the fewest points. It is East Carolina. They're 11-7.
But still.
They're 2-4 in conference.
They're a conference team. You're beating them by damn near 40.
You beat them by over 40.
Wait, what was 43. The first score?
Yeah, 79-36. Oh, my gosh. So they made – East Carolina made 8 field goals. 8 of 50 for 16%. They were 1 of 19 from 3. Now, does that say more about the Cougs and their defense or how horrific East Carolina is offensively? I don't know. All I know is the announced attendance, 7,200 in a stadium that seats 7,000, 100% capacity.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that?
Great.
People stepped up, and it was East Carolina. Listen, when they get to the Big 12, now this stadium, I don't know, because I talked to Pez, too. I said, hey, you're going to expand the football stadium? You're going to say, heck no.
No.
I want it packed. I want it packed.
It's the way it needs to be.
Well, and you listen, Cincinnati's is 40-some thousand, Kansas State's
absolutely.
40.
Absolutely.
Kansas
and you're on
is
top
a dog.
Of the action.
Iowa State's 40-some thousand.
You don't want to, listen, you would rather have it more full for all the games than bigger for just a few games.
Yeah.
My dad was at U of H when they were in the Astrodome, and it was
terrible.
A nightmare because you're watching when A&M or Arkansas or Texas was there, it's 68,000 full. It was unbelievable. When it's Rice or Tech,
and it's a road game
or Baylor, it's 34,000, and that was a time when Houston was really good. It might have been 34,000. Some and Houston went way lower than that attendance wise. But back then you're right, because Baylor, I mean, Houston centrally located for So Baylor and TCU fans,
Texas.
they would come out to the games, but it would be like 34,000 and it felt like you're in this cavernous thing. U of H would take 34,000 a game all day long.
Right now.
Yeah. Now in the Big 12, I think they want 34 needs to be the low mark.
And yeah.
They want it to be sold out all the time.
Now, will Kansas State draw? Well, I guess. I don't know. They showed up here for the bowl game. I don't know that they'll show up here for a regular season game against Houston.
No, but you want Houston fans to show up. You want Houston
will
fans
Will Iowa
to be out
State
there?
Show up?
Listen, University of Texas fans show up. Good games, bad games. There's a lot of people at their stands to watch Big 12 games against the same opponents. Houston can't fill up a stadium that's going to be 40,000, 50,000 less?
Yeah, right. Well, but they're not.
But it's
it needs to start
but
this
it's
year.
Big 12
football
competition.
Needs to start this
but
year.
But it's Big 12 competition. All I heard about is Big 12 changes everything. You recruit better players, so you're going to have better. I guess you're going to have more talented players. That's all I've ever heard about is you're going to be so much better when you can finally when Texas goes to the SEC. Finally, we can recruit good players. We're in the SEC. It opens up a whole new player. I think that's incorrect. But if I'm working off that, and I've heard the same thing with Houston, go the Big 12. You know how many more players are going to want to come here and we're in the Big 12? Okay. Then that should mean more people want to go to the games,
yeah.
too. I mean, you're watching Big 12 football, which is supposedly super – it's everything. Big 12 football, Big 12 talent. I guess it's supposed to be the game changer, I guess.
There was a tweet by RJ. Who was that RJ guy that put the Cougs in New Year's Day Bowl?
I think RJ Young.
RJ Young.
Fox Sports.
@RJ_Young. He did the 2022 New Year's Day Bowls, and he had Houston playing Michigan in a New Year's Day. You know what? Cincinnati is losing everybody. Basically everybody, their entire team. UCF will probably be pretty good again, but going into next year, the Cougs are the favorite in the group of five.
Mm.
And they should be.
Yeah.
They've got probably the best quarterback in the conference returning. They've got the runner up in the AAC. They've got Cincinnati losing everybody. They've got another favorable schedule. They will be the Cougs will be the favorite, and now all of a sudden, as opposed to coming out of nowhere like they did last year, they're going to have the targets on their back every game, and that's, you know what, that's fine.
Yeah,
good on them. Yeah, they got to play at Tech, which is, yeah, Kansas comes here.
Out of conference, UH goes to Texas Tech, goes to UTSA, and then Kansas and Rice play at TDEC.
Well, UTSA is pretty good, too.
Can you imagine?
Of those, but probably the toughest game. You got Kansas and who else here?
Rice.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
UTSA might be the toughest
when
game.
When U of H gets Kansas at home in basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, fun. In football, terrible. You start wanting to vomit. But basketball?
That'll be fun.
At Kansas, Kansas at U of H, it'll be a lot of
That's
fun.
That's going to be fun. All right, TGS, you need some insurance if you're going to go to a basketball game.
TGS dangerous. Has nothing to do with homeowners insurance, ladies and gentlemen. But homeowners insurance can be found very quickly without sitting on the phone or going through the internet trying to search through as many places as you can. And TGS makes it very, very easy. You can text the word money to 232323. That text message is going to unlock the opportunity for TGS to search through a variety of A-rated insurance companies and get you competitive rates for your homeowner's insurance. Now, you want A-rated insurance. You don't want cut-rate insurance, not for your home. That's not something you want to do. But you do want to shop for insurance rates so that you get competitive rates. You want people competing for your business. And that's one of the reasons why the average savings is $900 annually for people who switch to TGS, because you now are getting a competitive rate, something maybe you haven't done in years, if ever. And the great thing is they can search a variety of A-rated companies to find this rate. It takes about 15 seconds for you to get this locked-in rate, and all you have to do is text the word money to 232323.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I'm doing research for News of the Weird.
Right? Wordle.
And I came across this story. 11 telltale signs that you're drinking way too much.
You seem like you... You got kind of a serious tone.
Well,
is it hitting home? Can you just name?
I just think it's a stupid article.
Let me hear. Can you say so much... say what the signs are?
You drink more alcohol.
Hold on 1 second, listeners. Here we go. If you're at your desk or if you're in your car, see how many of these check marks you have.
You drink more alcohol or for a longer period than intended. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So that's stupid. You struggle to stop drinking alcohol or stick to your limits you set. Yes. Okay.
I did on Friday at Rio. I had set a limit.
Well, it's your birthday. My wife
was, well, but in 2 hours, I shouldn't have 5 OGD shots and 3 cocktails. That was a little. Wife said, you're so obnoxious. I forgot how obnoxious you get when you are drunk. Because I'm usually the driver. I may get a little buzz, but I keep myself locked in if I have to drive. I'll do it over 3 or 4 hours. I don't take chances. When I know I'm not going to drive like that day, well, I mean.
And look, why were you obnoxious? Because you're having fun? And she's not drinking.
I'm not being obnoxious. I'm being fun.
Yeah. And she's
dry January.
And she's dry.
That's the problem.
That's on her.
And I've been there before. I think you're obnoxious. When you're laying on the floor, you know, and I got to bring you a pillow and a blanket.
In the bathroom.
So you can sleep on a tile to cool down. And I'm like, this again.
Mm-hmm.
Although that doesn't happen much with her. But when it happens. And I'm not in that same vicinity.
Yeah.
I'm like, this one. Learn to handle
you see,
your,
did you lay on the, did you alcohol. Have to lay
no,
on the tile?
I was fine. I got right in bed like a human person.
How'd you feel Saturday?
I felt fine.
See?
I needed a little, you know, a little water and a little Pedialyte Gatorade or whatever. The new Gatorlite. It's a Pedialyte Gatorade, but I was fine.
Number three, you spend a lot of time getting alcohol, drinking, or recovering from drinking episodes. Yeah? And what? That's not a sign you're drinking too much.
So far, you're 3 for 3. What's next?
You have cravings when not drinking alcohol. Yeah? And? What? I'm craving a Coors Light right now.
I feel a dolphin skin. I feel dolphin 16-0.
Your drinking habits create problems at work, school, or home. No, they're creating problems for my drinking. Okay.
Yeah, I would say that one's a no.
Yeah.
That's the first no. You don't have school. Does it create problems for work?
No. Work is creating problems for my drinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then and
can't
at home,
drink in the morning all the time.
Are you a problem for Wendy?
I'm always a problem, but sober, drunk, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so we finally found a no for you.
Yeah, your drinking habits begin to affect your personal and professional relationships. Yeah.
Personal?
So,
yeah.
People like me more when I'm drinking. When I'm not drinking is when they don't. Right?
I think they said they don't like you when you're
sober. Who said that?
Sober?
Dell's stupid.
No,
though.
It's you don't like people when you're sober.
Andy. Yeah, right. No, why would I like
you? You're not friends with your friends whenever you're sober. You're like, hey, I don't like these guys.
Alcohol use leads you to cut back on work, hobbies, and other activities. Incorrect. When I golf, I drink more.
Yeah, that's a no. That feels like it's poorly planned.
Yeah, that is stupid. Yeah. You drink alcohol even when it poses a safety risk. Yeah? What safety? There's always a safety risk when you're drinking.
I think they mean drinking and driving.
Oh.
I think specifically.
You continue drinking even when you know it's affecting your well-being. Yes. So, my liver. Okay, get over it, liver. Let's man up.
You say you get it checked every year.
Yeah, I did, and I'm fine.
All right, there you go.
You develop a tolerance for alcohol. Yes, you better. And you experience withdrawal. Yes, yes. All those things. So screw you. That doesn't mean you're drinking way too much.
It means you're drinking just
the right amount to me.
You're 9 of 11.
You're drinking just the right amount.
I may make it 8-3.
Well, I wanted to be undefeated.
No.
Yeah.
You could okay. be.
I'm not a.
You're still functioning.
I want to be the Tom Brady of drinking. Not Jimmy Garoppolo, all right?
No, we had the Tom Brady working with us years ago, and it wasn't good.
Maybe
you don't remember that.
Yeah.
The Tom Brady of drinking, who it did start to affect. That guy went undefeated. Like, yeah, check. Yeah, yep. Checks across the board. Hey, you're running the whole station.
Anyway, that was just a little research I was doing. That's a little research I was doing. No, I don't see the giveaway. I don't see it. Oh, Pixar putt giveaway? No, I got nothing. Oh, this. I see. I never saw this. Pixar putt is now at Discovery Green, the ultimate pop-up open-air mini golf experience made up of 18 fun and interactive holes inspired by the stories, characters, and icons from some of Pixar's most beloved films, including Toy Story, The Incredibles, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, Coco, A Bug's Life, Wall-E, and Inside Out. Pixar Putt is set to take guests to infinity and beyond. All right? At exactly 9:45, caller number 4 is going to win 2 tickets to check out Pixar Putt at Discovery Green. 713-780-3776. Pixar Putt, a pop-up mini golf place. That's cool. All right, so at exactly 9:45, you call in when your phone says 9:45 and you're calling number 4 and you are going to win. All right, so we'll do that. Anyway, so we haven't played this, which has been played and will continue to be played. After the Bengals beat the Titans, Joe Burrow doing his press conference, here he is talking about, and by the way, Evan McPherson, holy crap, 5 field goals. Was he good or what?
He was great.
That's a rookie out of Florida. He was unbelievable, and it didn't matter. I mean, Burrow's taken sacks, which 9 of them. He's taken sacks in field goal range, and I'm like, Joe, what are you doing? Throw the ball away and give your kicker a chance. They didn't care. They still brought him out there. But here was Joe talking about Evan McPherson right before the winning kick.
Oh, that guy's unbelievable. He said, so he was talking to Brandon as he was going out to kick. He gave a little warm-up swing, and he said, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship, right before he went out there to kick it. And when you have a kicker, I mean, we knew exactly what we had as soon as he walked into the building in camp, and we just saw how he carried himself. You know exactly how a kicker is going to perform when obviously everyone at this level can kick through the uprights.
Dude. But
it's how you handle yourself in the locker room that shows us that you have the confidence to go out there and make a kick like this and perform the way he did in a game like this. And we knew exactly what kind of guy we had in camp.
Wow. That's ballsy. You go, yeah, looks like we're going to the championship game. How about that?
That's incredible. For a rookie to do that in that situation, when you have that level of confidence, I was looking at my write-up on him. Weaknesses, smaller than average build, soft field goal percentage drop 77, missed on the last three field goal tries of 50 yards or more. So he had missed on his last three field goal tries of 50 or more headed into the draft. Adequate hang time, consistent trajectory end over end, uses drive kick when he needs extra on it, kicks with short controlled follow through. Yeah, it's nothing really that would tell me any of that. My write-up was, I said he's a good player, correctable issues, day three, fine work in the NFL. But when you have a guy that has that level of confidence, looks like we're going to AFC championship game. Oh, my God, a kicker? You know what Randy Bullock would have said? I'm so scared. I missed kicks for the Texans. I missed kicks for the Bengals. Oh, I'm so scared.
Before we go to break and go to News of the Weird, get this. Darren Revell tweeted this out. On November 12th, Odell Beckham Jr. signed a deal with the Rams worth $750,000. He announced he would take that in Bitcoin. At the time, Bitcoin was worth $64,293.
Wait, did he take it in Bitcoin?
Today, it is worth $35,400. Today, that deal is worth $412,953. Odell will still be taxed on $750,000. Federal and California state tax will be 50.3%. That means Odell, as of right now, has netted $35,703 from the Rams contract. That's how much he's lost in Bitcoin and taxes.
He's not the only one. There was somebody else who got paid in Bitcoin. They asked for Bitcoin payments at the draft.
Panthers?
Who? Was it? It wasn't Gross Matos. I think you're right. I think Aaron is right. Although Bitcoin did go up, so it may be
Russell Okung when he signed his new contract. He wanted it in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
$13 million.
Now where are these Bitcoiners? Let's take a look at that. Dude, Bitcoin is a disaster right now.
Yeah. It's ever, and I want to tell you something. I may be the jinx. Ever since I got on, it's taken a dive.
Really? Because I've lost 70% of my DraftKings stock. You think you're taking a dump?
I'm going to need you to sell that Bitcoin.
I bought DraftKings in the 60s, and it's it's like 20 right now.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Maybe you're. Yeah.
No, I'm the jinx.
Maybe you're the jinx.
I am definitely the jinx.
News of the Weird next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Should you try to buy a baby at Walmart? We will tell you on the other side. But right now, I am talking about Champion Energy. If you're looking for the best way to get that electricity at a lower price, I mean, I just love my bill every single month. I love you, Bill. Thank you. Bye. I'll pay you real fast because it's nothing. Why are you spending more money than you have to? Why don't you keep it local? Why don't you keep it with a company that has the best service in the business? Why don't you keep it with Champion Energy? Let's go. I'm sick of you paying more than you have to for your electricity bill. It's just not smart. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. You're sitting in your car right now going, you know, my bill was a lot last month. What the heck? Well, go with Champion. If your contract is up with your electricity company, go with mine. champion.energy/1560.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, this is not funny, but did you see the guy in Maryland? A guy in Maryland was found dead. They found 124 snakes in his house. Have you ever had 124 snakes in your house?
What did that? So the snake got him. He got killed by snakes, death by snake.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that sounds terrible.
That's the worst thing ever.
Cool.
Man,
I hate snakes.
I do too.
Snake.
No. Snakes and big rats. No, the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, we told you
and
about
possums.
We told you about the guy who donated a kidney to his girlfriend's mom. Remember that story last week?
Yeah, and then they broke up.
Well, we got another one. A woman donates her kidney to her boyfriend. He dumped her. I got your kidney.
I'm starting to feel like there's
but
a trend here.
But she'll always be with him.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel like there's a trend here.
Yeah. Apparently, Mitch McConnell's under a bit of fire. Have you seen this? Yeah, Mitch McConnell, that face.
The Mitch faces.
The Mitch face. He said, he says, apparently African-Americans are voting just as much as Americans are.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah.
Well, I had a friend of mine who's black sent that and goes, hey, did you, this is pretty cool, huh? I was like, oh, Mitch.
Mitch.
Just like the rest of us Americans.
You got to say African-Americans are voting just as much as whitey. That's what you got to say.
Yeah, I kid.
No, that's
which
right.
One's worse, that or Joe Biden saying poor kids are just as good, are just as smart as white kids?
Oscar Mayer has launched a new baloney face mask. Do you want a baloney face mask?
Do not. Well,
look at,
say that.
You see? Look at how pretty she is because of her baloney face mask. Do you want a baloney face mask?
No, not like COVID. I thought it was a face mask where it looks like a baloney.
No, no, no. You put it on your face and it helps you rejuvenate, your skin rejuvenate.
Baloney?
Baloney does.
He's doing
Looks
that.
Italian. Huh. Thank you. Good night. Apparently, a woman in line. She was in line. And where is it? It's in Crockett. Yeah, in Crockett, Texas. Okay? She's in line.
Is this
line,
the Walmart story?
And she apparently tried to purchase a child at the Walmart checkout.
Okay, is this real? Yeah. And here's why I asked. Do you see how much she quote unquote offered?
Apparently she offered to she started to make comments about one of the woman's two children before allegedly asking if she could buy him for $250,000.
Yeah. If there's a woman in woman in Walmart in line, do you think she's got $250,000 to give to babies? Do you think maybe that she was making a joke that she thought was funny, that she said, I'd give $250,000 for those babies, trying to compliment the lady?
She increased the offer to $500,000.
Right, which she clearly doesn't have.
Would, if someone offered you...
Gone. As many as you want. 50.
$50,000.
Yeah.
You don't need. You don't even need $250,000.
Gone. Gone.
Monty,
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Did you hear that?
Monty would go for more.
Monty's more.
The other three.
Okay, out.
$50,000 all three. Out.
Oh, wait, you'll take $50,000 for all three?
Absolutely.
Apparently, how about this? This is a nice story. A man, a woman, ran her car into a snowbank, and a good Samaritan helped her out.
Okay.
And then he carjacked her.
Well, let's help you get this thing out of the ditch here. Let's help get the ox out of the ditch.
Stuck in a snowbank, and he helped her get it out, and then he said, now it's my car, beat it. So he took her car.
Yeah.
That's a good...
Thanks for...
Was it not a nice deal, though?
Well, if you know that you are going to carjack someone, you want it out of the ditch, you're going to need their help behind the wheel. Or maybe you tell them you'll be behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Look, you just go push here. I'm going to get a board, put this under your wheel, give you some leverage and traction.
Get
there
out
you go.
Beat it. Mm. Now beat it. Weber Grills is under fire. Apparently, they put out a recipe for meatloaf.
Yeah.
On the day meatloaf died. So people are... The timing might have been better, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know that it's intentional, or is it intentional? Just shout out Meatloaf, the nickname Meatloaf.
Right.
Are they really in trouble?
People are canceling Weber.
That's right. We get in trouble for that.
Apparently, two guys are in some trouble. They propped up a dead man, brought him to the post office in an attempt to collect his pension. Would you prop someone up in a Weekend at Bernie style to get their pension?
Yes. I just sold my children. Of course I would do
yes,
that.
Yes, of course you would.
Yeah. Why would I not?
Yeah. Yeah. A woman,
I mean, I don't want to go to jail for it, but I guess you probably would.
Well, you should be able to get away with it. Oh, he can't talk. He's got COVID or something. Put a mask on him, you know? And I thought it was a good scheme. Didn't work out for the guys, though. A mom is in a little bit of trouble in Virginia. Apparently, she's not high on the mask policy at the school. So
is she the one that said locked and loaded? I'll see you on Monday with all my guns.
Locked and good.
Yeah.
Loaded and ready, she said.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Bring every single gun loaded and ready. See you on Monday.
In the school, I watch it. They had a video of it, and they're like, all right. Like, hey, I take this serious. Have y'all not watched All of America for the last several years? When somebody tells me they may be bringing guns to the school, I'm believing them.
Yeah.
I'm believing it.
Yeah, guess what?
I believe it.
Yeah, you threaten to bring guns to school.
You tell me who you are, I am listening. I've seen enough people who try to, they probably don't mean it, and then it turns into a tragedy. Nope, I'm listening.
Do you know?
I trust you.
Do you know if your grandmother and grandfather smoked?
Yeah, grandpa had a pipe.
He did?
Yeah, grandpa smoked.
There's a new study out. Says that women whose grandfathers or great grandfathers started smoking cigarettes at a young age are likely to have more body fat.
Women whose grandfathers. How the hell do you start that whole study up? Like, what? Let's see if there's a link to female body fat and cigarettes and a paternal grandfather.
Well, maybe you just if you're maybe a little overweight. They ask you, did your great-grandfather or great-grandfather smoke?
What else did your grandfather do? He just had bad genetics and ate a lot of fatty foods.
Yeah, right. Well, that might be it, too.
I thought cigarettes were like an improved metabolism.
Yeah, I did, too. I was thinner when I smoked. Yeah, because you didn't want to eat. Yeah, it does definitely curbs your appetite.
It's a curved your appetite.
Yeah.
Okay.
A TikTok star says that pretty privilege has hindered her from making friends with girls.
Oh,
do you find
that
pretty girls have a hard time making friends with girls?
I don't know. Mean girls can jump off at any point.
Yeah, but
they can be anti-pretty girl, anti-mean, anti-ugly girl. It's just,
well,
is the mean
if
girl
you're
pretty
an
or
ugly
not?
Girl, do you want to be around a pretty girl?
No.
No.
I would think.
So I would
maybe,
think it does hinder her.
Maybe some spillage?
Maybe some spillage off of it. But you're always going to get, you know, the guy's fat friend.
Maybe. Or maybe they're taking one for the team with you.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good wingman.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Sometimes you're on the grenade. Sometimes you are the grenade. I don't know. This show's terrible.
956.
This is a terrible show to people. It's also an honest show.
Totally on.
So glad Tom Brady's not in the playoffs. Does anyone else have shows where people make
Charlie
up songs?
Yeah, you know what? Need to play that to start Charlie's show. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Ain't you scary? It's about to be legendary. Yeah, we're gonna be legendary. Gonna teach you more lessons.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.